You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 29th. Evangelist Franklin Graham says the so-called Respect for Marriage Act, which is set to be voted on by the Senate Monday, is a deceptive smokescreen that would change the definition of marriage as between a man and a woman while not protecting those who hold a traditional view of marriage. Graham addressed the Respect for Marriage Act in a Facebook post over the weekend, cautioning that it could impact you, your family, your church, and our nation. He compared it to the Democrats' so-called Inflation Reduction Act that did nothing but increase inflation and further hurt our economy. Graham, who leads the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, further warned that it is designed to provide strong protections for same-sex marriage, but it fails to protect those of us who believe marriage is between a man and a woman, adding, quote, "It is dangerous legislation that would be used against individuals, churches, and organizations who honor traditional marriage." The measure would codify the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court decision Obergefell v. Hodges, which established a right to same-sex marriage, into federal law and formally repeal the Unenforced Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as a union between one man and one woman at the federal level. Critics have warned that it does not adequately protect those with deeply held beliefs that marriage is between one man and one woman. Graham said Republican Senator Mike Lee's proposed amendment can improve the legislation and bring critically needed protections for religious liberty and rights of conscience. He urged Christians to call their senators as soon as possible and ask them to vote yes for the Lee Amendment or to vote no to the Respect for Marriage Act if it doesn't have this amendment. The fifth installment of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University's America's Values Study has revealed that a majority of U.S. adults, 71%, believe that our political system is not broken. It is being abused by people who are in politics for their own benefit or personal interests. A majority of Americans, 71%, conservatives, 81%, Republicans, 78%, independents, 71%, Democrats, 68%, and moderate 67 also indicated agreement with a statement proclaiming that, quote, "The future success of the United States depends on restoring stability to our system, institutions, and way of life," stressing the need for consistency and steadiness rather than changes that redefine the character and goals of America. George Barna, the director of research for the Cultural Research Center, believes the 2024 U.S. presidential election could amount to a point of no return, where Americans will either choose to be ruled by a government of, by, and for the people, or a, quote, "government of elites, not unlike the monarchy we left behind in England more than 200 years ago." The United Kingdom-based charity Marie Curie has apologized to a Christian chaplain who was told by a local chaplaincy supervisor he would face consequences if he did not remove a tiny cross pin badge attached to the outside of his shirt. Christian Legal Center says volunteer chaplain Derek Timms, 73 years old, received an apology from the charity's regional office this month after he was told he could not wear his cross as part of the Solihull branch's Spiritual Advisors campaign. The Methodist minister who began serving as the head of the program in Solihull allegedly sent Timms an email saying she was surprised he wears a cross and told him he should refrain from doing so because it might offend and create barriers. Timms responded to the email by saying the cross shows he is a Christian chaplain and asked whether the same rule applied to Sikhs with turbans and Muslims wearing a burqa or a prayer dress. The minister allegedly then told Timms he would need some retraining. CLC assisted Timms in writing a letter to the Marie Curie Regional Head Office, citing excerpts from a legal judgment from a high-profile case on the freedom to wear the cross in the workplace, and subsequently received an apology. Legal nonprofit Alliance Defending Freedom has announced that the Christian nonprofit Wyoming Rescue Mission has secured a settlement with the state and federal government officials that will allow the shelter to hire only those who share its Christian beliefs. Wyoming Rescue Mission is the state's largest homeless shelter. ADF announced that as part of the settlement, state officials acknowledged that the religious charity has the right to hire employees who share its religious beliefs and mission. In 2020, a non-Christian individual applied to work at the rescue mission, but filed a complaint upon being rejected, alleging discrimination. The move prompted an investigation by the Wyoming Department of Workforce Service and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The EEOC and the state agency concluded that there was probable cause that discrimination occurred and rejected WRM's claims of religious exemption. In response, WRM sued the Wyoming Department of Workforce Service and the EEOC. In light of the settlement, a dismissal order was filed last Monday. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has revealed that a number of abortions and the abortion rate fell by 2% from 2019 to 2020. However, some pro-lifers have expressed concerns with the latest CDC data, which also found that the number of chemical abortions, abortion pills, also referred to as medication abortions, increased by 17.9%. Michael New, an associate scholar at the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute, said in a statement to the Christian Post that one reason for the uptick is the Food and Drug Administration suspending the in-person requirement to obtain the drugs in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. New stated, quote, "The FDA allowed women to obtain chemical abortion pills without an in-person medical exam. Tragically, the Biden administration FDA has continued that policy." An LGBT group has claimed responsibility for the vandalizing of a sign belonging to Focus on the Family at the ministry's headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado, arguing that the criminal act was in response to hateful theology after a non-binary gunman killed 5 people and wounded 18 others at Club Q, a local bar. "Their blood is on your hands and 5 lives taken" was spray-painted on the sign, along with a reference to 2 Corinthians 11, 14-15. A Bible verse about servants of Satan disguising themselves as servants of righteousness. A statement attributed to the members of the Front Range queer community read in part, quote, "We chose to proceed with this action because of the incredible violence that Focus on the Family continues to perpetuate against the 2SLQBTQIA community." Focus on the Family President Jim Daly told the Christian Post, quote, "We recognize the community is hurting in the aftermath of the reckless and violent actions of a very disturbed individual. This is a time for prayer, grieving, and healing, not vandalism and the spreading of hate." Hundreds of students and others in China protested COVID-19 lockdowns over the weekend and called on China's Xi Jinping to resign in response to the deaths of 10 people in a fire in Jiangjing region as a result of the Communist Party's strict COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. Slogans such as "Xi Jinping step down, CCP step down" were heard at universities, with one written message reading, quote, "Open your eyes and look at the world. Dynamic zero COVID is a lie." While Chinese authorities deny that Xi's zero COVID policies and lockdowns caused the deaths, the BBC reports that officials in Urumqi issued an unusual apology late Friday, saying restrictions would be phased out. Shanghai police used pepper spray against the 300 protesters on Saturday evening as they gathered to mourn the deaths of those who lost their lives in the apartment fire. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice: Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.